it's cold outside.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Now, you guys are hearing me talk about Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. Now, it is definitely a legendary destination with all the activities that you can do year-round. You can certainly find your special time to go to Elkhart Lake. However, I just got back from a winter vacation, and that's the one that I would highly recommend. And I would also go back to the Osthoff Resort, which is where I stayed, because it's also legendary. And I spoke with Lola Roich, general manager of the Osthoff Resort.
We are on the original site. There were many, many resorts, really hotels and resorts, built all around the lake. In the heyday, which was the late 1800s and in the early 1900s, Elkhart Lake was the destination for many, many Chicago families to come here for their summer vacation, because everything was seasonal. There was no resort in the winter time. So the resort season was typically 3 months long. So the families would come here, enjoy their summer vacations. We still have that happening today, but we also have many other things going on. Here at the Osthoff, we have a large degree of group business, where associations or corporate groups will come here and have their sales meetings or many meetings, their conferences, just bringing their groups together in a place where they can really focus on whatever their goals might be for their meeting or conference. So we have in eight to nine months of the year, we have many of our group guests. But however, it doesn't displace any of our summer travel, because we still have many people coming here to vacation all summer long, as well as the holidays, which is where we are right now. We have lots of families coming from across the country. We're a central point for coming to spend the holiday together.
And I can understand why. I mean, the hotel is decorated with so many beautiful trees and wreaths all around, and garlands along the stairway. I mean, it's really beautiful. You guys do a great job with creating that holiday spirit here on property.
Thank you so much. You know, we really work hard at it. The Monday after Thanksgiving, everyone comes together and we decorate the whole hotel. It takes us 2 days with probably 50 people decorating, and then we are ready to really place the welcome mat out for all of our guests to come and enjoy the holidays.
But I also want to talk about the rooms, because they're suites, but the property here is a little different than your typical hotel.
It is different because not only do we have sleeping rooms, but we also have comfortable living rooms, and in many cases full kitchens, and in some cases smaller kitchens with just a little bit of refrigeration and the ability to cook. But we really pride ourselves in being a place that's both comfortable and elegant. We want our guests to come here and really enjoy themselves and be comfortable, and not be contained in a very small hotel room, because this is just like extended living space. They're really extending the living space of their home when they come here. We call it their home away from home.
Well, it certainly feels that way. You know, that was one of the first things that I said when I arrived. I said, this feels like being at home. I mean, it feels like you have arrived at, you know, someone's home. They've invited you in. I mean, all of their different spaces have that feeling, and especially around this holiday season with so much of the Christmas spirit around. But even when you go to the rooms, I mean, there's a fireplace in my room. There's a living area. Then I go into the bedroom. I mean, everything's separate. It feels like an apartment.
It does. And, you know, There's a fireplace in every suite. The two things the suites have in common are a fireplace and a balcony, so that you can enjoy the outdoors here at all seasons of the year. But we work very hard at trying to make the environs of the Osthoff comfortable and welcoming, so that you can't wait to come back.
Well, tell me this now. Are there any opportunities for anyone to purchase one of the suites?
There are. While we don't market it that way at all, each one of the suites is a condominium that is owned by an individual owner. We market our property as an independently owned resort. And we do that for a variety of reasons. The way we do it is we want people to come here and enjoy the experience, and we aren't focused on the real estate part of it at all. We just want people to be enjoying themselves and sharing time with their family and friends.
Well, tell me a little bit then about some of the things that we can do when we arrive, because I know there's the lake during the summer when people can go out and enjoy that, but there's also the spa, which is great. There's a variety of different eating choices and dining choices around. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that we can do when we arrive.
Okay. There really is quite a lot for you to do. One of the things that a lot of our guests do not have the luxury of doing, and this is not an activity, this is being still and having the time to read a book or take a nap. You know, those are the still things that really are a luxury in today's life. But the other things, because guests are also very interested in an experience, and so we try and provide as many experiences as we can. We don't just build buildings or create venues. We want them to be able to have an experience that they don't have anywhere else. So we've created the cooking school so that, which is called L'École de la Maison, which means the school of the house. It's our house school. And so we've created that so chefs, home chefs, or not so much home chefs, can go down and experience cooking and then have the dine on the really the fruits of the labor. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful experience and really very bonding when you have your own part in cooking that meal. So that's one of our experiences. The other one is the spa. Instead of just having a few rooms for massage, we decided we were going to make the spa an experience unto itself. So the spa is large. It's 20,000 square feet with 22 treatment rooms and many public spaces. So we have the meditation sanctuary. You can go and just chill. We have the spa library. We have the spa cafe. We have indoor and outdoor whirlpools and lounges so that before or between or after your spa services, you can just experience the rest of the spa. We also put a great deal of thought into the menu of services, so we have over 100 services here where you can choose from healing modalities from all over the world. So we will have the Balinese bath, we'll have the Moroccan hot oil massage, and then of course our own heritage, the Native Americans of this area. We have sacred waters, where we actually take water from the lake, give thanks in the Native American tradition at the lake, bring it up, heat it, put it in deerskin pouches, and place that on the chakras during that particular energy massage. So there are many, many of those modalities.
Someone can book it all as one.
We have packages. One of them, let me just respond to your question about should I book it. Yes, reserve your time at the spa, reserve your time in the cooking school. Those are two very specialized experiences. And because we have so many services in the spa, and not every therapist knows how to do each service, you're really well advised to book ahead of time and get those services on the books with a therapist who specializes in it. The other thing I would reserve is I would reserve your dining reservations as well. You asked me before about our dining venues. Food is very big, not only in this village. We are a village of foodies. And so we really try and create a special experience with the food.
And to prove the point, when we come back, we're going to talk with the chef of Lola's on the Lake. Now check out their website at osthoff.com. That's osthoff.com. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Bye.